Wild Talk Radio Network.
Talking to the radio show.
You're texting with my radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can I be on that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to me?
I need to talk to him.
You got to talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop. Hold up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
I'll be like, you looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
It's a Boston cream pie.
Gosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game.
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it.
We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-N. There's our island theme song. We spell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A.
Good thought. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it a sexual position?
I got the pooper going to be showing up the party. Oh, you done the vial over here.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have, actually. That's what's gotten me laid.
Yeah, I could be playing with myself.
Oh, it's all going to be coming really, really soon.
You sitting down? Stand up real quick.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
Saturday night, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of your only excuse to be home on a Saturday night. CB Radio live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. WildTalkRadio.com, CBRadioLive.com, Twitch.tv/WTRLive. You can go to GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use Critical Rock Stock at the Fortnite item shop. Buy all the Micro Milers and Jack Skellingtons and all the new Battle Pass stuff that's coming in a week, because the brand new Fortnite season starts next Friday. So use the code with hashtag Epic Partner. Boy, oh boy. No, the intern is not at the game, and he's not here. He's at a community gathering, and he is not on the show this week. He's abandoned us. He's abandoned the show, and that's why there's no WTR tomorrow night, because he's abandoned us all. So I'm the producer, Sir Rockin. Joining me, as always, is the one, the only, the ex-core soldier himself, the godfather of extreme, Rob Parks. Boy, oh boy. They're not here. So it's me. It's me, the producer, all by myself.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, we have a caller. Caller, welcome to the show.
Hi. Your lineup sucks. Where the hell are all your hosts at?
I don't know. I know where one is. I don't know where the others are.
That's kind of sad.
It is kind of sad. We hit 800. They were all on time. 801. It's like the show that doesn't really matter. They're not here on time.
That's really, I missed that jobber guy. He was on all the time.
He was on all the time. God, whatever happened to him?
Yeah, one time. He fell down a hole.
He fell down a rabbit hole.
He hasn't found him yet.
Mm-hmm. Eventually, Teddy will find him.
At some point.
Ladies and gentlemen, your ears do not deceive you. 2 weeks in a row, it is the Lone Jobber.
Lone Jobber. I bowed for that. That was weird. I have to put my hands behind my back, otherwise I'm going to make flourishes. Kind of weird.
I mean, that's fine. Who's going to care?
the people I'm working with were staring at me.
I mean, I guess that's fine. It shouldn't matter. Just hand motions. It's like you're cooking. Just look, act like you're cooking something.
Yeah.
So what's up, Jobs? What's up?
Not a whole lot. Just, relaxing at work. A little bit of a slow night. Just thinking about what I'm going to be doing for, Halloween. Got it off, so that's going to be fun. I have to figure out something to do for myself.
I wonder whatever you will do.
I have no idea.
No idea, no clue. Actually, legitimately,
nope.
We legitimately have no clue.
we have an idea or two.
We have an idea or two, but nothing set in stone yet. I think we're, we haven't come up with that great idea yet. I know.
Just because it's a show doesn't mean it's going to be a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, we've had K-Job, and that was a show. It never was a great idea, but we had the show, you know.
Really? Fuck. Yeah. Your co-host until they show up.
They'll be here eventually. I mean, people are like, chat's like, you know, and they wanted to impeach you. I mean, you know, for not doing your job, and now you're doing your job, and they left.
Exactly.
But
once I heard that there was issues, then I started to do it.
There you go. Nowhere to be found. But to kick this show off, right, like we normally do, we're going to have what they call the intern's corner, just without the intern.
School is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some useless, I mean, meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the Intern's Corner.
So this is the Intern's Corner without the intern. That's the best way we can...
I assume he has something... scripted?
No, I put this together. I
put this together. Okay.
I prepped the intern's corner for the week. This is mine because I do a little bit different than him, just a tiny bit. I steer away from the wrestling if we can, because I want to go like entertainment.
You have a lot of wrestling shows that you do.
We talk a lot of wrestling. Yeah, so it's like, you know, let's talk about some other things. So with Halloween coming up, a couple factoids about things. Did you know back in 1939, the first Hershey's miniatures were introduced?
I was not aware of that. No.
The original assortment included milk chocolate, crackle, Mr. Goodbar, and semi-sweet.
I'm pretty sure you can go to Walmart right now and get that same assortment.
No, you cannot.
What can't you get? The semi-sweet?
Because in 1971, the semi-sweet was replaced with special dark chocolate.
What, like a dark?
Special dark. How about that?
That is quite an interesting factoid that I did not know about Halloween.
There you go.
And the treats therein.
Mm-hmm. Back in 1989, which is 34 years ago, Wes Craven's Shocker premiered in theaters. Speaking of movies that appeared in theaters in this week in history, Jackass the Movie premiered 21 years ago on October 25th, 2002.
Jackass the Movie is 20, what'd you say, 2?
21.
21. Thanks for making me feel old.
I'll make you feel even older. 39 years ago, The Terminator, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, was released.
That movie's older than I am.
On October 26th, Terminator was in theaters.
And not older than me.
Yeah, even older than both of us now. John Carpenter's Halloween premiered 45 years ago on October 25th.
I will say, just for the record, the best Halloween is the third one. Just getting that out there.
You're just putting that out there. Got it.
It doesn't come up often enough, so I always try to make sure people know my opinions. The best Halloween is the third one.
The third one. Got it. So moving a little away from Halloween, we're moving into the fast food world.
Oh, I'm familiar with fast food.
In 1990, McDonald's began selling four varieties of a 12-inch pizza at select number of restaurants across the United States.
Pizza?
Pizza.
From McDonald's.
Pizza from McDonald's.
I never had it. I'm not sure I would trust it.
I wouldn't have trusted it either. I'm not gonna lie. They sold cheese, pepperoni, sausage, and deluxe.
I mean, those are your generic flavors.
Those are your generic flavors, yes. Now, something near and dear to your heart, Jabber.
Uh-huh.
Back on October 26, 2000, the PlayStation 2...
October
26, 2000. Okay. The PlayStation 2 was released in North America. That's how old that is. 23 years ago. PlayStation 2.
That should be easy math there, Rock.
Yeah, I know. It is easy math. But, you know, you're the video game guy, so, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
About a year or no, it would be a couple years later that PS2 coding would come into existence briefly.
It would be briefly. Miss AIM. Speaking of things with AIM and stuff like that, on October 25th, 2001, Microsoft released Windows XP.
I will give you props on the transition there.
Thank you.
XP lasted forever.
It did.
So, like, I'm pretty sure you can use a Windows XP computer right now.
Can you?
Mostly because, you know, well, I mean, let's be honest. The follow-up was Vista and 8, and who likes those?
You forgot about 7. 7 was in there, too.
A 7?
Yeah.
That's how much it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know. There was a 7.
I thought XP is... Just like how they skipped a 9.
I know,
like,
right?
Nope. This failed.
It's just gonna... We're gonna pass that by. Speaking of technology, back in October 23rd, 2001...
You did. Thank you.
The iPod was released by Apple.
Do you ever have an iPod, Rock?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an iPod? I podcast. Now people are thinking about this, right?
That's good.
That's good. Point. You can't talk.
I know, but I was making sure. I was not sure who you were talking to at first.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so people are talking.
I've been trying to do hand signals.
Okay, I can see the hand signals. They're great. You're doing wonderful.
They're not, the hand signals are for you.
Oh, okay. But yes, the iPod.
When I say go ahead, it's because, you know, an intern.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good days back when the interns did talk back to us. Must be one of them too.
Mm-hmm. Back on October 23rd, 1981, the arcade game Frogger was released in the United States. So we're getting all ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Speaking of video games, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas was released on October 26, 2004.
I liked San Andreas. I'm not sure I ever actually finished it. There are times where I want to turn my PS2 back on just to see if I actually did.
Nice.
Did you ever play San Andreas, Rob?
I did. I think I finished it.
Yeah?
I think I finished the main story. I don't know.
I know I got close.
I think I finished the main story. Yeah. I finished GTA 5 like 3 times since, but you know.
GTA 5, I started playing it, never finished it.
I think you still have time. I think you still have time, because I think I've bought it 3 times so far too.
Oh lord. I know I played Grand Theft Auto 4, I didn't get that far into it, I was like, I don't like this, this doesn't play nice. And now I'm back to the same scroll.
And yes, Matt, GTA 6 is still coming eventually. Maybe. One day.
We'll see.
They every day. It's like every other week. I see it trending on Twitter X. Yet nothing new has come out about it. Nothing. So staying with some entertainment stuff. Back in 1993, Shaquille O'Neal released his debut studio album called Shaq Diesel. So everyone was really into his big studio album.
Oh, wow. I mean, I'm sure it was no Shaq Fu, but, you know, not much can be.
Not much can be. Back 27 years ago in 1996 on October 27th, VH1's pop-up video premiered for the first time.
Wow.
Yeah.
I also don't think of VH1 that much. Did they play music?
I think they did. I don't know if they still do. I don't think I've turned on VH1 in at least 5 years.
That's fair.
Because I don't know anything I know they're reality programming now. But that's about it.
That's dead.
Well, every channel now airs just reality TV, so...
Yeah, I know, that sucks.
That's really sad. And one other quick story note. Back in 1974, Bic introduced the first commercially available disposable razor.
That's a lot more recent than I would have thought, but 70s makes sense, I guess.
Makes sense. And a couple other music notes. One, back 25 years ago, Britney Spears released Baby One More Time.
It's a classic.
It's a classic.
It was an instant classic.
It really was an instant classic. Now she released a book and, well, she's crazy.
That's all I hear about it.
That's all I see on Twitter. Oh, yeah, she released a book and Justin Timberlake probably didn't come out well in it, apparently.
Yep.
Oh, and now she has knives, too. Yeah, she has a video with holding a knife. And
yeah, I saw something about a video of knives, but I didn't know what the hell was going on.
I don't think she knew what was going on either. Let's perfectly be honest. She probably didn't.
All I knew is I had to sit there and go, am I turned on right now or not? What's going on here?
And what was the answer?
I didn't come up with one that's willing to be shared on the show.
There you go. And because she's in the news every single day, whether it's sports or entertainment, Taylor Swift released her debut studio album 17 years ago in 2006.
17 years ago. Wow.
And now she's just the biggest things in Kansas City Chiefs sports.
Yeah.
It's
that's all I know about that team.
Yep. I mean, that's the only thing you really, really know.
Well, this is a real retro moment here. Rock and Jobber on.
Yeah, I know. I mean, hosts showing up to do their show at the appropriate time. Amazing.
World of shit.
Yeah, he
called in.
This is like retro.
It is. All right, time for some
But we're still about 45 minutes too early for the old school retro time. 12:30-ish.
Yeah, midnight-ish. That's the quote. Midnight-ish. Anyway, celebrity birthdays.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was midnight-ish.
Yeah, it was midnight-ish. All right, celebrity birthdays. Hillary Clinton, how old is she?
60.
I was going to go
67. 60 and 67. Jobber, flip your numbers around because she's 76.
Holy shit.
I wanted to be nice. It's like, oh, I don't think she's that old. But
actor from The Practice, Dylan McDermott. How old is Dylan McDermott?
Oh, shit. Dylan McDermott.
Let's say 55. Like.
What was that, sub?
55.
We got a 48 in chat. What are you thinking, Jobs?
I'll go 57. I'm not really sure who this is, so.
62. Everyone knows this guy, Seth MacFarlane. How old is he?
50.
Got a 50. We got a 47.
51, Mom.
We have a 51, and how about a Godfather of Extreme? How old is Seth MacFarlane?
54.
50. Oh, I nailed it.
There you go. Good one, Seb.
Is Jobber at work?
Yeah, that's what he...
Yes.
Yeah, okay. He's at work.
Okay.
That's same like he was last week. He's at work.
And for everybody's showing up late, huh? Oh my god!
No.
I'm glad I got
midnight-ish.
Midnight-ish. Singer Katy Perry. How old is she?
Oh, 42.
How old?
42.
42. We got a 36 from chat.
I said 44. I'm still on 42.
Got a 44. Rob, how old is Katy Perry?
I'll go 40.
Oh, so close. 39.
39.
Weird Al Yankovic. How old is he?
Oh, my God.
60.
He's been around a while.
Got a 60 from Jobs. Yeah,
I'll say 63.
Got a 63 from Sub. Chat says 75 for Weird Al.
Wow.
He's been around.
He has, in fact, been around. Rob, how old is Weird Al?
Maybe 61?
64. You better call Saul. Bob Odenkirk. How old is he?
Who?
60.
From Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad. Better Call Saul.
I don't know. 59.
How old, Jobs, did you say?
I said 60.
Okay.
I don't know.
We got 61.
63.
We got 61 in chat, and chat is correct.
Chat probably Googled it while we were all doing our things.
Mm-hmm. From Modern Family, Jesse Tyler Ferguson.
I don't know who this is.
He played Mitch. Modern Family.
Which one was Mitch? Was he the skinny one or the heavier set one?
The skinny one.
Oh, okay.
Somebody's got to give us an idea. You said 52?
Yeah.
I'll go 50.
Fifty-seven.
48.
Oh.
Jeff Goldblum, how old is he?
Oh, fuck.
Sixty-six for Jeff Goldblum from Sub.
64
from Jobber. 65 from Chat.
I was 61.
Oh, you're 10 years off. He's 71.
Wow.
He looks good for his age. He does.
Yeah.
And finally, Christopher Lloyd.
Oh.
Oh God. He didn't age well.
No.
Are you talking about Don?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. 90.
83.
No, on Star Wars, he looked a hell of a lot older. Yeah. He looked older than that on Star Wars. He looked old, man.
We're talking Doc Brown, right?
Yeah, Doc Brown. Christopher Lloyd.
Okay, so Back to the Future was your
Star Wars.
You learned that last week.
He was in the episode of Mandalorian.
Was he? I didn't know that. So 38 years ago, he looked old as shit as Doc Brown.
Yeah.
So
right. That's why I went 90. Dude. He's got to be up there.
I'm going to 92.
Chat says 93. Jobs, what'd you say?
83 is what I was staying with.
85.
Oh shit.
Thank you, Brian.
And now because
he looked like 80 though for, you know, like you said, 30 years.
Yeah, exactly.
There was a picture of him with Michael J. Fox at one point. That is old look old.
That's Rick and Morty.
So as the intern likes to do for the intern's corner, we do a movie of the week. Our movie is Casper.
Casper the Friendly Ghost?
Mm-hmm. Casper the Friendly Ghost. Casper was the first film to have a complete...
One from the 90s or a different one?
I believe it was the original is the one I grabbed.
Huh.
So anyway, Casper was the first film to have a completely computer-generated character in a lead role. While the original comics never gave Casper a real origin story, he was born a ghost to his ghost parents, the movie decided to give him a tragic backstory. He died of pneumonia when he was a young boy due to cold weather, leaving his inventor father devastated. Pullman took the role of the widower Dr. Harvey for one special reason. That was one I really remember looking forward to taking so that I could bring my kids to the set, he told the AV Club. They were right at the perfect age to enjoy all the magic of that.
That's cool.
The original script ended differently, with the audience never seeing Casper as a human, meaning we would never been denied the iconic Devin Swawa reveal, and then he could thank a young J.J. Abrams for the Can I Keep You scene, as the Star Wars director was brought in to write an alternate ending for a movie in 94. Swawa revealed on Twitter in 2018, the ending was approved and a nationwide casting call was launched. I sent a VHS tape down to the casting directors and a week later booked the role of Casper. I've been working ever since. Thanks, J.J. He was also intimidated by Christina Ricci when he first met her before he had officially won the role of human Casper, admitting to Vulture she had a little bit of I'm the boss around here vibe, but she warmed up quickly. We had chemistry right away, I think. We clicked as friends really quickly. So that's good to know. Pullman once revealed he had the hardest physical scene of his career in the film. I know it was supposed to be silly, but I had a sword fight with the ghost and I had a toilet plunger. This was in the day before everything, and I had to do it backwards, up a staircase, fighting against three people who weren't there.
Yeah.
Two main characters were given the last name Harvey as an homage to the company that created the original comic series, Harvey Comics. The original had a big musical number planned with the ghostly trio singing Lucky Enough to Be a Ghost, but the idea was ultimately cut to keep the budget down.
That's a shame.
Mm-hmm. Another idea that was scrapped was a fun Poltergeist reference, with Zelda Rubinstein initially set to reprise her role from the classic 1982 horror film. We picture her shooting out the chimney, screaming, "Go toward the light!" Everyone loves Raymond star Brad Garrett voiced Fatso, one of Casper's three troublemaking uncles. Spielberg almost cast Ricci, who was coming off her scene-stealing turn as Wednesday Addams in The Addams Family, in his 1993 hit Jurassic Park, ultimately going to Ariana Richards. Tennis balls were used as stand-ins for the ghost in scenes where Ricci and Pullman had to speak to Casper or one of the trio.
Makes sense.
Makes sense?
Yeah, it's true.
A scene of Kat finding a photo of the ghostly trio in human form was cut from the final version of the movie. We were talking music earlier. The Backstreet Boys filmed their music video for their hit song Everybody in the same mansion from this film. Interesting, though. Because the studio only wanted to buy the rights to one of the original comic book characters to save money, plans for Wendy, the Good Little Witch, to be in the movie were scrapped, though the filmmakers paid homage to the character by having Kat wear a red hood in one scene.
That's good. I mean, I don't remember it, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. While there are plans for a live-action sequel directed by Simon Wells, Universal canceled them in 2000 after the lackluster success of the direct-to-video VHS follow-ups and Ricci having reservations about returning to the role. In 2018, Ricci revealed that Casper was the first of her movies she had shown her three-year-old son, Freddy, who had a hilarious reaction. He started asking me about my childhood with my best friend, the ghost, and we were like, oh, too soon. For a while, he was asking me a lot about ghosts and living alone with my dad and being a ghost, and we were just like, oh no.
That's cute.
And that's the intern's corner. Without the intern. He's not here. He abandoned the show.
I like this version of it.
Was it a good version? Good. I'm glad.
I liked it. I enjoyed it.
We got some different things this week. And with that, let's get quickly to some expert NFL picks.
Sit. Hype. It's time for Subway and Rob's, and also, I guess, the interns, but not Jobber's expert NFL picks.
These picks are for entertainment purposes. If for some reason you use these picks for betting purposes, we don't fully endorse them. However, if you end up making money from them, please send us some.
Are you ready for some football?
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Football Pro 99.
I guess I should add Jabber's name back into the pit now, since he's here now to make picks for.
No, it's fine, Rock. It's still funny.
Maybe I go back to.
I actually didn't get to hear.
Go ahead.
I heard it last week, and I didn't hear it this week, gotcha. So it's all good.
All good.
All right, my soul isn't crushed like it was last time.
It wasn't crushed this time. That's fine. All right, we got some picks to make. It's week. I don't know what week we're week 8 of the NFL season. Week 8. All right, we got the Los Angeles Rams taking on those Dallas Cowboys.
Rams. Ram jam.
Rob?
Who are you doing about the Cowboys?
Rams and the Cowboys.
Why would anybody pick the Cowboys? It's just silly talk.
It is really silly talk.
I would still say the Cowboys.
But it is silly talk to pick the Cowboys. It's the Cowboys. Jobs, who's your pick?
Not the Cowboys.
Not the Cowboys. All right, it's the Vikings and the Packers.
Lions.
They were not any of the two teams that were mentioned, so that's doing great. Doing great. we'll try that again. The Vikings and the Packers.
You said the Vikings?
I did say the Vikings. Yes.
I'll pick the Saxons. The Vikings. I swear to God, I heard Lions.
Rob, Vikings or the Packers?
See, there it is again. I swear to God, I heard Samurais.
I'll go with the Pack. See if they can bounce back.
Elephant. Let's go with the elephant.
Jobs, who you got?
Vikings.
It is the Falcons and the Tennessee Titans?
Titans.
Rob?
I'll go Titans.
Jobber?
Captain Falcon.
The Saints and the Colts?
Saints.
Rob?
I'll go Saints.
Jobber?
Alternate Colts.
You got the New England Patriots and the Miami Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Look at the Finns.
Same.
The Jets and the Giants.
Giants.
The Big Show.
New York.
That's helpful, Jobs. That's a good one.
Giants. Hey, at some point, you have to give me credit. You didn't think I'd do more than 15 more plays. So.
Fair. The Jaguars and the Steelers.
Steelers.
I'll go with the Jags.
Eagles and the Commanders.
The Eagles and the Commanders?
Yes.
The Elephants. The Commanders.
I'll go Eagles.
It hurts me to say it, but Eagles.
The Houston Texans and the Carolina Panthers.
Ravens. Panthers.
Oh, this is going to be a rough one.
Yeah.
I guess I'll go Panthers.
This will be their first win if they win.
Panthers. Wait, what?
The Panthers haven't won yet. They're 0-6.
My instant thing was to say Panthers directly off, but now that makes me wonder. Yeah, let's go with the Panthers.
The Cleveland Browns and the Seattle Seahawks.
Ugh. Seahawks. Yeah, we'll go with the Silverhawks.
Silverhawks.
Jobs?
I mean, I guess I have to, right?
No. You don't miss
those nights. I mean, I do. That's what I'm going with.
I miss those nights of watching Braveheart and Silverhawks and shit while we were doing the show till fucking God, like 2-3 in the morning.
And now you can barely make it to 1 a.m.
Yeah, right? Like. I don't miss the time. I just miss the, shows.
The Chiefs and the Broncos.
Yeah.
Chiefs.
Broncos and Chiefs?
Yeah.
Is T-Swizzle going to be there?
I don't know. Does she want to go mile high? I don't know.
We'll go with Chiefs.
Jobs.
Chiefs.
All right. Ravens and the Cardinals.
Ravens.
We'll go with the Redbirds.
Jobs.
Johnny Flamingo.
For people who don't know wrestling, that's the Ravens. Bengals and the 49ers.
Bengals.
I'll go with Gold Rush.
49ers.
The Bears and the Chargers.
The Chargers.
I feel it in the air, Rock.
This is the one?
Quarterback. This is the one. The Bears.
The Bears.
They're going on their run now.
And this is that's Sunday Night Football. Great game. Jobs.
The Bears.
And the Raiders and the Lions.
Oh, the Lions. You did say Lions, right?
I did.
So you already picked them.
You already picked them, but.
This time, yeah. Big weekend for them.
Big weekend. Doubleheader. Rob, who you got?
We talked about them so much. Who are they playing? Lions versus who?
Raiders.
Raiders. Yeah, they'll probably squeak out a win. The Lions.
That's Monday Night Football.
That's rough.
A great lineup of NFL picks this week. A great lineup of games.
Gather your friends up.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
They're not going to want to miss it.
They're not going to want to miss it. Or if you actually have Halloween plans, this is the weekend to do it.
We want to, accept invitations real quick.
Mm-hmm. Check those invites. If you have stuff to do tomorrow, cause that would be the day to miss football.
Yep. Pack them as many as you win.
All right, with that, it's time for the Greater Than Great Debate.
It is time for the Greater Than Great Debate.
This week, in honor of Halloween, we're doing horror thriller villains. So we got the Leprechaun taking on Damien Thorne.
Wait, Leprechaun versus who?
Leprechaun versus Damien Thorne.
Leprechaun.
Leprechaun.
I watched it earlier this week. Leprechaun.
Leprechaun will move on. We got the Candyman taking on Slenderman.
I have to go with the Candyman.
Lots of candy.
I don't want to say his name because that would be three times in a row.
Well, you only got to say it once. Remember, you have to say it three times in a row. It's like Beetlejuice. You got to think like Beetlejuice.
Yeah, but the C-Man.
Same person has C-Man.
Man of Candy. Moving on. By the way, if you like Beetlejuice, the movie, it's on for 24 hours today.
I do like that movie.
It's on for 24 hours. So it's on hour 4 at the moment. So
the Christmas Story treatment, huh?
Mm-hmm. We got Tiffany Valentine taking on Esther.
Who?
Esther. Esther fucking was ruthless. That's the orphan.
Yeah.
Where they actually made a sequel later. The sequel was really good. Huh? I don't know who the first one is.
From Chucky. So, Rob, you're going with?
I'll go Bride of Chucky.
Jabber, you went?
Bride of Chucky.
And she moves on. Up next, Sweeney Todd, that's the one after, B, takes on Bruce, a.k.a. Jaws.
Wait, who is the first one?
B, from The Babysitter, takes on Bruce, a.k.a. Jaws.
Jaws
will move on. We got Sweeney Todd taking on Cujo.
Aw, damn it. I really like Sweeney Todd, but I got to go with Cujo.
It was a nasty dog.
Yeah, that was sort of scary, dude.
I mean, it's not Stephen King's best, so Sweeney Todd.
Cujo will move on.
We have something to vote.
We got Jack Torrance taking on Count Orlok.
Count Morlock.
Oh, Jack.
Wow.
Who? What choices we got?
Jack Torrance and Count Orlok.
We'll go with Jack.
And Jack will move on. We got Norman Nordstrom versus Larry Talbot, the Wolfman.
Who was the first guy?
Norman Nordstrom from Don't Breathe, apparently.
Wolfman.
Driver?
Wolfman is what I said.
Rob?
We'll go Wolfman.
And that will move on. We got Patrick Bateman versus Regan McNeil from The Exorcist.
Regan.
What was that, John?
The first.
Second.
Jobs, what did you say?
Regan.
The first one will move on. All right, we got Leprechaun versus Candyman.
Leprechaun.
Jabs?
Leprechaun.
You choose Leprechaun? Candyman will move on. Tiffany Valentine takes on Bruce.
Bruce.
Rob?
Bruce.
Bruce will move on. Cujo takes on Jack Torrance.
Cujo.
What'd you say, Jabber?
Jack.
Okay. Rob.
Cujo.
Cujo will move on. We got Larry Talbot taking on Patrick Bateman.
Patrick. Where's Patrick Bateman?
American Psycho.
Oh, yeah. We'll go with him.
And he will move on. The Candyman takes on Jaws.
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 And Jaws will move on. We got Cujo taking on Patrick Bateman.
Cujo.
Patrick Bateman will move on, taking on Jaws.
Bateman.
Jaws. We need a bigger boat.
Bruce, a.k.a. Jaws, will move on. All right, back to round number one. Billy Chapman takes on Wishmaster.
Wishmaster.
What are the choices again?
Billy Chapman, Wishmaster.
Oh, Wishmaster.
Wishmaster will move on. Next. We got the Devil's Rejects, Otis and Baby and Spalding taking on the Nun.
Oh, the Devil's Rejects for sure.
Yeah.
Devil's Rejects.
3-2, and the Devil's Rejects move on. We got the Phantom of the Opera taking on Jigsaw.
Jigsaw.
Jigsaw versus who?
The Phantom of the Opera.
Oh. We'll go Jigsaw.
Jigsaw moves on. Next, we have John Ryder taking on Leatherface.
Leatherface.
Yeah.
The face made of leather.
Sub.
Oh, I said Leatherface.
Leatherface will move on. Jason Voorhees takes in on Samara Morgan.
Oh, Jason.
Samara.
These are literally slaughters.
Jason.
That's all, folks.
Jason will move on. The Strangers taking on The Thing.
The Thing.
The Thing.
Thing.
The Thing moves on. Xenomorphs taking on The Entity from It Follows.
Xenomorphs.
Aliens. Xenomorphs.
And the Xenomorphs move on. We got the Invisible Man taking on Frankenstein's monster.
Frankenstein's monster.
Invisible Man.
Invisible Man.
And the Invisible Man shall move on. Even though you can't see. Anyway, Wishmaster takes on the Devil's Rejects.
The Rejects.
Wish.
Devil's Rejects.
The Rejects move on. Jigsaw takes on Leatherface.
Leatherface.
And Leatherface moves on. We have got Jason Voorhees taking on The Thing.
Jason. This was a big round. This round had some big names.
Jason shall move on. Xenomorphs takes on The Invisible Man.
Invisible Man.
John Cena.
Can't believe you fucking put Invisible Man over Frankenstein, you bunch of fuckwads.
It was 3-2.
We could have had like Frankenstein. And
if it helps you, it was 3-2.
Well, the three were wrong.
We got the Devil's Rejects taking on Leatherface.
Oh, I knew this was going to happen. Free the three. I'm going to have to go with the Rejects.
Rejects.
And the Rejects move on. Jason Voorhees or the Invisible Man?
Oh, Voorhees.
Voorhees.
What, Rob?
Friday the 13th.
Jason Voorhees will move on. We got the Devil, the Devil's Rejects taking on Jason Voorhees.
This is a hard one. You know what? I got to go with the Rejects.
Rob.
Who we get?
Rejects and Voorhees.
Oh, yeah, Rejects.
Voorhees will move on. We got Ghostface taking on Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal.
Halloween
wasn't an option. It was Ghostface or, what did I say, Rob?
Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal Lecter.
Yes, and I said Fama Beans.
Oh, Fama. I was going to do that too, but I thought, I swear to God, see, I'm hearing shit. I thought you said Halloween.
Yeah, that's like, why that's I was not, like, what? That's a movie. Yeah. That's why I wanted to clarify.
Okay.
Norman Bates. Norman Bates takes on the Creeper.
Oh, come on. Norman Bates, y'all. We got to get Norman Bates versus fucking Hannibal Lecter.
He is the original Creeper.
Bates
will move on. You got Jerry Dandridge taking on Annie Wilkes.
Don't know either of these.
I don't know these ones.
Fright Night and Misery.
Oh, Misery.
Fright Night.
First one will move on. Pennywise takes on Carrie.
Pennywise
will move on. Stripe, Mr. Hyde.
Mr. Hyde.
Who is the other one? Stripe?
Stripe and Mr. Hyde.
We'll go Stripe.
Mr. Hyde will move on. Kayako Saiki from The Grudge or Max Cady?
Who's Max Cady?
Cape Fear.
Oh, shit. Cape Fear. Wow. I don't remember his name at all.
Put that one down for Cape Fear for sub. Anyone else?
Yeah, that's a good fucking movie.
What were the choices?
Kayako Saiki from The Grudge or Max Cady? Cape Fear.
Cape Fear.
Grudge.
I'll hold a grudge.
And we'll move on.
Cape Fear was a great movie.
Grudge will move on. We got The Creature from the Black Lagoon taking Armitage family from Get Out.
Did you say the Partridge family?
Yes, the Partridge family. It's
Black Lagoon.
Those are villains.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure that ain't lions from the Black Lagoon?
They could be. Rob, what do you got?
Yeah, we'll go with the Partridge family.
Jobs, what do you got?
Black Lagoon.
We'll move on. We got Kevin Crumb, the Beast from Split, taking on Predator.
Predator.
Yep, definitely Predators.
And the Predator shall move on. We got Hannibal Lecter and Norman Bates.
Lecter.
I'm going to pick Hannibal.
Bates.
Hannibal Lecter will move on. We got Jerry Dandridge, Pennywise.
Pennywise.
Oh, that's a good Stephen King movie.
Pennywise will move on. Mr. Hyde, Keiko Saiki from The Grudge.
Grudge.
What was the first one? Sorry, what was the first one I spaced out?
Mr. Hyde.
I'll go Mr. Hyde. Keeping it old school.
Jobs.
Grudge.
Mr. Hyde shall move on. The Creature from the Black Lagoon, Predator.
Well, I guess old school went out the door, Predator.
Excuse me, the chopper.
I think he said taco. I think he said tacos. Predator, we'll move on.
What? Get to the chopper.
Sounded like you said tacos.
The chopper. Now it's rubbing off. New Rock.
Hannibal Lecter, Pennywise.
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 A long ass book, so I have to say, but Pennywise.
Chat heard tacos as well. Anyway, Pennywise moves on. Mr. Hyde takes on Predator.
I really do enjoy like the horror movies that have like a creature that comes around every so many years. You know, I know it's been done a few times in different areas, but I really enjoy it. I think it's kind of cool, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mr. Hyde, Predator.
Predator.
Mr. Hyde.
Predator.
Predator shall move on. Pennywise, Predator.
Predator wasn't a villain. It was just...
He was the antagonist, so...
He was hunting. He was training. That's all he was doing. He was just perfecting his craft. And, you know, I mean, his craft just happened to be hunting and killing people.
I mean, you know. So what are you going with?
Wait, who was the first one?
Pennywise.
Yeah, I'll go Pennywise. Pennywise is pretty crazy.
Jobs.
It's a possible true demon type villain.
Pennywise.
Rob.
Pennywise versus who?
Predator.
Predator. You'll go Predator.
Pennywise shall move on. All right, final round ones. We got Rose the Hat, Mrs. Voorhees.
Mama.
Who's the first one?
Mama Voorhees.
Dr. Sleep.
Oh, I didn't watch that one, so Voorhees.
Miss Voorhees.
We'll move on. You have Santa from Santa's Slot.
Oh, wait. Is this the one I'm going to go with?
Uh-huh. From Santa's Sleigh.
Okay, Santa.
Taking on Baby Mask from Happy Death Day.
Oh, damn. I don't know. Santa Claus.
I don't know either one, but Jobber's just too excited about Santa Claus, so Santa Claus.
Santa will move on. Would you like to tell him what Santa is, Jobs?
Santa Claus is the... Santa Claus is a movie, a great movie, starring Bill Goldberg as Santa. He is the child of Satan. Great. It's awesome. Perfect movie. I watch it every year. What's that?
He's the child of Santa Claus?
No. Santa Claus is the child of Satan, you know, like Jesus was of God. So he goes back. He's played by Bill Goldberg. It's an amazing movie. I watch it every year. That means it's not winning round two. I understand that. I accept that. Go on.
Annabelle takes on Chucky.
Chucky.
My niece, when she turned 4, had a Chucky birthday cake. So, yeah, Chucky.
Chucky.
Little brother.
We'll move on. What a demon spawn that is. Anyway, Lizard takes on Count Dracula.
Count Dracula and who?
Lizard from The Hills Have Eyes.
Okay, Count Dracula.
Vlad.
The Count will move on. We got Michael Myers and Billy the Puppet.
Oh, shit. Mike Myers.
Should I ask who Billy the Puppet is from?
I cannot give you that information. That information is not written here, and I didn't make the list.
All right. Well, we'll go with the other guy then.
Michael Myers will move on. Pinhead takes on Rhoda Penmark.
Pinhead. Absolutely.
Hands down.
Pinhead.
Pinhead will move on. The Kandarian Demon from Evil Dead. David Powers, The Lost Boys.
Damn it.
That's a good one.
David. I'm going David. Fuck it. Lost Boys.
Fun fact we just learned about chat. The word pinhead had to be permitted.
Huh. What?
Yeah. Thanks, Twitch. Thanks, Twitch. Jobs you went, David Powers?
I think so. The first one.
First one, we'll move on then. We have Jack Frost taking on Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger.
Freddy will move on. We have Mrs. Voorhees taking on Santa.
Santa.
Mrs. Voorhees.
I'll throw in for Santa.
Santa. 4-1 moves on. You got Chucky taking on Count Dracula.
Count Dracula.
Charles.
What was that, Jabber?
Charles.
Chucky will move on next. We got Michael Myers and Pinhead.
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 Sorry, Dr. Evil. Have to go Pinhead.
Michael Myers will move on. We got the Kandarian Demon taking on Freddy Krueger.
Krueger. And that's a shame.
Krueger. I thought, what did Jobber vote? I thought he voted Pinhead, me, Pinhead, and Rob Pinhead.
No, Michael Myers won.
We got uploaded by people who don't know quality, so.
Freddy Krueger moves on. We got Santa. Chucky.
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 Jobs, you're going to give Santa the pity vote?
I should Santa, yeah.
Okay. Chucky.
I'm not going to turn on my board.
We'll move on. Michael Myers, Freddy Krueger.
I have to see that, though.
Freddy.
Jobber's only been talking about it for 16 years.
Michael.
Michael
and who?
Freddy.
I'm going to go Freddy, because fuck y'all with Michael outvoting Pinhead. Fucking Pinheads.
I mean, I would have gone Freddy over Pinhead, but Freddy.
Chucky, Freddy.
Freddy.
1-2, he's coming for you.
Chucky, because I'd like to sleep.
Freddy moves on. All right, Final Four, Jaws, Jason Voorhees.
Jason.
Kind of want to see that movie now. Jason.
Jobs.
Rick Counselor.
Voorhees will move on. Pennywise, Freddy.
Freddy.
Pennywise.
5-6, grab your crucifix.
What was that, Jobs?
I said 5-6, grab your crucifix.
Freddy Krueger moves on. And in your main event, it is Jason Voorhees taking on Freddy Krueger. Sub.
7-8, you're going to stay up late.
Jobber.
9-10, never going to sleep again.
Rob.
Jason.
Is your winner.
Oh.
And that.
What?
They should have made that movie too.
Be your show.
I do want to say one thing. Sub, thank you for the assist on that one.
Oh,
yeah. I can't say it was totally a bad ending, but really, Pinhead should have been third. Just saying.
And because I almost forgot, before we end.
It's time for the Presidential Minute with the Lone Jobber. Lone Jobber.
It is the Presidential Minute, and go.
Wow, that was some show. Amazing. I hear people bitch and cry about me not showing up to the show, and they're not even here. What the fuck? Oh, that's kind of lame. Anyhow, you know what? I have a show coming up on Thursday. We're doing a Halloween special.
Tuesday.
Yeah, Rock, you hear that?
Tuesday.
That isn't that maybe we're doing a Halloween special.
Tuesday
whatever.
We're doing a Halloween special. I don't care. We'll do it on Thursday too.
I can't do it Thursday. I have another show.
Okay, then we'll do it Tuesday.
We're doing Tuesday.
It'll be 2 days after.
We'll do it Tuesday. You'll hear it on the rebroadcast.
So you got
we'll
figure something out. 10 more seconds.
You know, and if you have an idea, send it to me. I'm on Twitter.
At Lone Jobber. You heard it here, folks. We're doing a show Tuesday night at some point. I don't know. We'll figure out a time. Who knows? But that'll do it for the show. Tomorrow night, because Brent's out of town, there's no WTR. So we're making up for it Tuesday when we're going to do another show. So Monday night, it's the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Tuesday night, I'm going to say 10 Eastern, 11 Eastern. Somewhere in there. We'll figure that part out. We CB Radio presents the Lone Jobber Halloween Extravaganza.
Hey, John's back, baby.
So, we're going to talk about it. We'll do something. Tuesday, Halloween. I don't know.
Woo.
We'll take your phone calls, baby, too. We have a phone line-ish. Come talk Halloween with us. Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday. Thursday night, The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, we're going to preview Crown Jewel. We'll be back next Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of CB Radio. Before that, we'll be Fortnite with friends, because the new season of Fortnite will be available, and we'll play through some of that. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's at CB Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and the website.
CBRadioLive.com.
At CBRadioGOE, at King Kittens, at Lowjumper, at Wade Manson. Final thought. So.
Everybody have a good Halloween. We've got the kiddos. Be safe. Hopefully you're going to like an event. Start racking in a lot of time off. Had about 20 days to use up. So I'll be off Monday, Tuesday. Like 6 or 7 days of November, and then like another 9. Yeah. You're like 2 weeks off in December, so that's it.
Is it a one time?
Don't be a pinhead. Vote for pinhead.
Rob,
you need to start using that time off a little more, man. Jesus,
I know, right? She messaged me. She's like, hey, you know, you got like 22 and a half days to use, you know, for time off. So I used a few, and then, you know, I was like, you know, she's like, you got to use it. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go put a bunch of time in. And, you know, I started with like a half day Friday, and then Monday, Tuesday. And then, like I said, a couple of days in November, and then like the week of Thanksgiving. And then, like, another week early December, and then Christmas, you know. And Christmas falls on, like, a Monday or something. Or
so, Sub needs friends. And tweet them at Wade Manson. That's kind of, anyway. Rob, final thought.
Well, hope everybody has a happiest of Halloweens and everyone stays safe. Me, myself, I'll be getting home and lugging around some of the little ones for their trick-or-treating. See you next week. We'll talk about it.
Alright. Japs, how about?
This is weird being on another show. I'm not sure how I think about this. That was really quick, too. All slackers. I blame Brent.
There you go. This has been the CB Radio live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you next Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Along the airwaves on Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live at wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTRLive, and
CBRadioLive.com.
Wild Talk Radio Network.